Sanjeev సకిల సత్ర సదానాం అన్యా సహస్త చరణ శ్రవణ తత్కారి ప్రాణా నమో భవదే పురుషాయ తుభ్యం
Try to get up and realize yourself. The Vedas also declare, get up, get up. You have the opportunity, the boon of the human form of life, now realize yourself. These are the Vedic injunctions. Rupa Maharaj actually experienced that upon enlightenment of the senses on the spiritual platform, he could understand the essence of Vedic instruction. The Supreme Godhead is the Supreme Person. He is not impersonal. Rupa Maharaj could immediately understand this fact. He was aware that for a long time he was practically sleeping, and he felt the impetus to glorify the Lord according to the Vedic conclusion. A non-person cannot offer any prayer or glorify the Supreme Personality of God because there is no realization of the Vedic conclusion. When Rupa Maharaj therefore found this difference within himself, he could immediately understand that it was because of the causeless mercy of the Lord. He offered obeisance to the Lord with great respect and reverence, and for the understanding that the Lord's favor was upon him. This spiritual enlightenment of Rupa Maharaj's senses and mind was due to the action of internal potency of the Lord. In this verse, therefore, the word svadhamna means by spiritual energy. Spiritual enlightenment is possible by the mercy of the spiritual energy of the Lord. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is first addressed to the spiritual energy of the Lord Hare. This spiritual energy acts when a living entity fully surrenders and accepts its position as an internal servitor. When a person places himself at the disposal or order of the Supreme Lord, that is called Seva Mukha, at that time the spiritual energy gradually reveals the Lord to him. Without revelation by the spiritual energy, one is unable to offer prayers glorifying the Lord. Any amount of philosophical speculation or poetic expression of mundane persons is still considered to be the action and reaction of material energy. And one is actually enlivened by the spiritual energy, all the senses become purified, and he engages only in the service of the Lord. At that time, his hands, legs, ears, tongue, mind, and genitals, everything engaged in the service of the Lord. Such an enlightened devotee no longer has any material activities, nor has he any interest in being materially engaged. This process of purifying the senses and engaging them in the service of the Lord is known as bhakti, or devotional service. In the beginning, the senses are engaged in by the direction of the spiritual master and shastra, and after realization, when the same senses are purified, the engagements continue. The difference is that in the beginning, the senses are engaged in a mechanical way, but after realization, they're engaged in spiritual understanding. Translation, Rupa Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, you are all-powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses. My hands, legs, ears, touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech. Let me offer my respectful obeisance unto you." So here Rupa Maharaj speaks and begins to offer his prayers to the Supreme Lord. And he admits that previously he was unable to do so. But by the mercy of the Lord, he has gained the ability to do that now. And he realizes that the Lord actually has done this. So therefore he says, "You have entered into my words and all of my other senses and brought them to life." So he compares his senses to sleeping. When the senses and the person are sleeping, they are inactive. And when a person wakes up, then the senses begin to act properly. Now, of course, in normal life, material life, the senses are active, but they're not active concerning glorification of the Supreme Lord. So, in that way, they are sleeping because they are not engaged in the Lord's service. So here he says that the senses actually have been brought to life. Previously they were dead, or in deep sleep, so they have been brought to life or rejuvenated by the Lord's presence or his energy. The Lord himself is called Akila Shakti Dara, one who possesses all energies. So it is not difficult for the Lord to activate the senses of Dhruva, because he has all powers. So in this way, not only the words or the voice becomes active, but the hands and the feet and the ears and the skin, all the other senses take on real life in relation to the Lord. So he offers his respects to the Lord. So in devotional service, in sadhana bhakti, we utilize the senses and the mind for serving the Lord. We can say that the senses are material at that stage. At the same time, we also know that the process of bhakti is non-material. Therefore, how is it possible that material senses can engage in the service of the Lord? So previously, Dhruva also was doing this. He had his material senses working, etc., serving the Lord according to the instruction of Narada Muni. Were his senses material or spiritual at that point? Here he's saying suddenly he has spiritual power. So there's obviously a difference. At the same time, we should not consider the senses when they're engaged in bhakti to be material, because how can material senses produce a spiritual result? We use the senses and we get increase of bhakti. So how is it possible? So therefore, even though the senses are material, they are spiritualized by the process of bhakti. The jiva has shraddha, or faith in the Lord, and when he engages his senses, then those senses become spiritualized. So therefore the effect of engagement of the senses is not material, it's spiritual. However, here we find something different takes place, because Dhruva says that the Lord has, by his shakti, has entered into all of his different senses and his mind and his prana. On realization of the Lord, something else happens. That means not only do we have spiritualized senses due to our shraddha or faith, rather the Supreme Lord empowers the jiva especially. So we see that on the level of bhava, the kladini and sangha shaktis of the Lord actually enter into the jiva. And therefore, even though he still has the same senses, etc., they are completely filled with spiritual shakti. So previously, they had some shakti and they were spiritualized, but with bhava and prema, and then the sambhalini shaktis actually are present. And they fill up the senses of the mind. So therefore, there is a little bit of a difference there. In this case, the Lord himself actually appeared, and we can say he empowered Dhruva's senses with his own power, and by that power Dhruva was able to praise the Lord with his voice, and with his eyes he could see the Lord, and with his ears he could hear the Lord, with his touch sensation he could touch the feet of the Lord, and with his hands and feet he could use for other service to the Lord. So therefore he got special senses to perceive and to serve the Lord. So we're going to perceive the Lord with different senses. These senses cannot be material senses, these spiritual senses. So at this stage he actually became endowed with spiritual senses. Even though he still had a material body, he had spiritual senses as well. So he was in a special position at this point. So this is the special mercy of the Lord. He enabled him to see him, and therefore he got special senses such as eye and nose and voice, etc. So these senses are useful in two ways. When we have spiritual senses, they are useful for perceiving the Lord. So we have knowledge-gathering senses. So we have spiritual knowledge-gathering senses, which can perceive the Lord. So we can hear and see and smell and touch the Lord by these spiritual senses. This gives joy to the living entity. And the other aspect of the spiritual senses is we can then serve the Lord. So we have our karmendriyas, like the hands and the feet, to engage in service to the Lord, along with the voice. So by these senses we are able to actually serve the Lord with the spiritual body. So in this way, the jiva becomes satisfied. So Dhruva became realized. How he became realized? He saw the form of the Supreme Lord and he worshipped the Supreme Lord. So he begins his worship here by reciting these prayers. So in other words, the realization of Dhruva was not impersonal but personal. He meditated on the form of Vishnu, he worshipped that form, and he attained realization of that particular form. In the process, his senses and body became spiritualized, and he developed a spiritual body as well. And with that spiritual body, he could perceive the Lord and do service to the Lord and offer prayers to the Lord. So he achieved this position very, very quickly by the mercy of Narada Muni and the Supreme Lord.
Nobody can give him the senses. He said the Krishna becomes spiritualized. But the body also becomes spiritualized.
Yeah. For those acts of devotional service. If the person is also doing material activities, obviously that's material body he's working with. But when he is doing bhakti and serving the Lord, then those senses are spiritualized and they don't give any material effects. We don't get karma by those actions. We can take it that way also, but I think he, in this case, he is referring to his senses because he's actually using his voice, etc., with his body. In other words, they've been actually sleeping and now they are brought to life by the Shakti of the Supreme Lord. So, more or less, talking about his whatever is in his material body.
Do not mean this the process of thought or desire is more powerful than the soul itself. Because once one somebody thinks of spiritual activities themselves, all the senses become spiritualized. But when the thought or the process comes into material side, then everything becomes dead or material. Does it mean that only the desire is more powerful than the soul itself, controls the soul?
Well, desire is in the soul. The soul is conscious by nature, and he can have desires one way or the other. If he has desires in ignorance, then he goes in that direction. If he desires for the Lord, he goes in that direction. They're a part of the soul, so we can't say that they're more powerful than the soul, but they're a manifestation of the soul itself. Well, yeah, faith. If he has faith, then the senses are spiritualized when he does devotional activities. If he got material intentions, then it's material effect.
This is something about the faith.
Well, the faith is a qualification for bhakti. So, if we have faith and then we perform activities, those activities do not give material results. So, faith is this bhakti. A little bit of bhakti. And of course that increases.
Maharaj,
our spiritual body can develop even now. It's no problem for that, because otherwise how can we perceive the Lord at all once we're in the material body, only if we have spiritual senses. Spiritual senses belong to a spiritual body. So if one perceives the Lord even in this material body, that means he has spiritual senses, spiritual body.
I have read that usually all the first part of they have spiritual bodies.
there admits as it is. No, he's not Nitya Siddha. He is not Nitya Siddha. No. Only Nitya Siddhas have spiritual bodies. No. Then we have to be Sarana Siddha.
Garantara Sri Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Vidyananda Maharaj ki jai, Jivananda Sri Krishna Prabhupada ki jai, Gopra Prabhupada ki jai.